Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and it's the Monday show, and I'm still here. Yes, Los Angeles is still here. Okay, well, that's so much for humor. So much for bad jokes, right? Yes. How's everybody doing? How was your weekend? Did you have any fun? Got some writing done today. I don't know. I keep my book. Yeah, I'm working on my book. It's channeled material, and today was about happiness, finishing up a section. Well, almost finished up a section on being happy. So sometime I'll share about what that's all about. I guess I'm about a fifth of the way through the book, roughly, putting the information and the material out there. It's really fun. It's channeled. It's on all kinds of subjects. It's, you know, messages from source, which were my spirit guides. And it's on various topics. Next one is going to be on a whole different subject, not happiness, but something that's more, oh, I think it's on people's minds. So, wild weekend, craziness going on in the world today, right? So, as I mentioned on Facebook this morning, it's a good day for hugs. So, if you haven't given somebody a hug yet, go do it. Go hug a bunch of people, family members, dogs, cats, whoever it might be, neighbors, friends, you know, the cashier at the market, whoever, just give a bunch of hugs, because this is a big, we need a hug day, because the world is just nuts and out of control, right? And I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you, and I was going to make some comments about what we don't need in this world, but I think enough has been said for right now. But I don't know what my spirit guides are going to say to you about it, because I do like to channel, so I have a couple callers. So, back to the theme of the show for today, it's about dead people. And it's about past lives. So, you know, I've been thinking about that. I don't know why I got into past lives. Maybe I talked to somebody about their past life the other day. So that's what I wanted to focus on today, is either messages from, you know, your ancestors or something about your past lives. And I have a really cool article on past lives, 10 stories. You know, I was reading these stories and nobody has really simple names. You know, it's like names I'm accustomed to, they're like long and kind of like names, you know, things that are really difficult to pronounce. So I'll try to get through them as, you know, as best I can and not butcher too many names. So I may just say he's a young man from whatever, you know, that might be a lot easier than trying to pronounce some of these people's names. But there's 10 stories, and I have one about near-death experiences. I don't know if I'm going to go there or not. But I do want to talk about past lives. So if you have any past life stories, anything that's happened to you from a past life, I'd love you to get into that. I'd love to hear your stories about past lives or near-death experiences. I've known people that have had near-death experiences, and they were really fascinating. Let me see if you can hear me. I think I got this thing on the right thing. Okay, good. Sometimes I wonder, am I on the right thing? Can you hear me or not hear me? Yes. And oh, where's the chat room? Where's my chat room? Wait a minute. Oh, where's my chat room? I think it's up here. I lost my chat room. Oh, there it is. Okay, I see people in the chat room. I put it down below to doing something else. I was trying to do a birthday greeting for somebody on Facebook and trying to post a picture, and it just wouldn't post correctly, so I gave up on it. I'll try it later after the show, see if I can get that to work. So, knowing the theme and what we're talking about today, so hopefully my callers are in sync, because we're going to talk to ancestors, or we're going to tap into your past lives. That's the theme. So, if you're with me, cool. If you're not, we'll move on. Okay, and I'll let my spirit guides talk to you. Yes, and I'm just trying to keep the thing focused on something, right? Kind of keep it focused. Focus. Okay, so I have a 650 and a 615 numbers. Okay, so let me take those, and then we'll let my spirit guides talk to you. Then we'll talk a little bit more about past lives and stories, past life stories. And if you have any, I want to hear them. Yeah, if you got any past life stories, I want to hear them. I have a couple of mine. I could tell you one of mine. Hello.
Thank you so much for taking my call, George. My name is Miranda. And
hi, Miranda. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I had called your show last week, and I was the one that you had. We had this cryptic message: take your place in line for the next big prize. But before you gave me that message, you had given me the initial R, and I have no idea what that means. And you just moved on to the.
Well, I don't either.
I
give you a message from an ancestor, and I get a letter, and if. Maybe
right.
some. Maybe it'll pop up sometime.
I'm just wondering if they can give me some insight into that. Is there something I need to
no,
be aware
of? No, it's just somebody
of?
With a somebody's name started with R, and that's all I get is an R. I mean, I'm not trying to be evasive. I just don't get anything. I don't get if it's a Robert or Roberto or I just get an R. Okay, could be first name, could be last name, but that's what I got.
Okay, there's just a couple of relatives with the name R, then I was just like, okay, do I need to be concerned? You know, I just thought I'd check
they were just trying to communicate, and that's the letter I got, so I wouldn't make too big a deal out of it. If the message is, I always tell people, don't worry about the names. That's why I say I shy away from names, because if the message is more important than the names, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's see. Now, as I mentioned last week, that I've been listening to a gentleman, and he's a really good medium, and I really respect him a lot, George Anderson, and he gets names all the time. And when I first started doing this, I got names. For some reason, I got this block about names. See, when I hear this, somebody say, well, they are, it doesn't mean it, I don't want to get into names, particularly of these people, because I'd rather just give you the message I hear. And if I get a clear, distinct name, I'll give it to you. If I don't, it's the message that's important. So again, back to our theme. So that was kind of tied into our theme, dead people, messages from dead people, and or famous people, if you want to hear from somebody famous, and then a little bit about past lives. So if you have a past life story, I'd love to hear it. Again, that'll take a couple more calls and let my spirit guides, and I'll give you mine, one of my past lives, because I was a little confused about my past lives, because I was regressed back to the old west, and I died in that lifetime in 1905. But I have this real affinity. Well, I'll take calls first, but so you've been holding. Oh, 615 has been holding, and then 848484. And I'll tell you a little bit about the one, because I was a little confused about my deep connection to the 1940s and 30s and that time period and Art Deco and stuff like that. And I couldn't figure out where that connection was. And I kind of regressed myself, and I got the connection, and then the life kind of came to me, and I thought, well, that makes a lot of sense. So let me take a call, and I'll tell you a little bit more about my experience. 615, and then 484, and then there's anonymous.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Hello.
I'm doing very well. And whom am I speaking to?
I am Eileen from Tennessee.
Hi, Eileen.
Thank
How are you?
Thank you so much for taking my call.
What's going on, Eileen?
I want to hear a message from above, either my mom, dad, or husband. And I have a feeling my husband and mother will probably come through first.
Well, let me see. I can't guarantee anything, because I never
know
who wants to come through. And if
That's
they want
fine.
To come, female. Female energy.
Yeah, my mother.
Must be
mm-hmm.
Female energy. Let me verify what she's saying and see if it corresponds to what really did happen, because I'm hearing this passing rather quickly, and the relief came quickly. So you wouldn't know about the relief part, but the passing rather quickly. Does that make sense with her death? Passing kind
yes,
of quickly?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but the relief came quickly. So, when she left, all of the physical stuff was left behind. So there was an instant or almost instant healing. It doesn't always happen that way, but in her case, there was. There was this almost instant healing because of her faith. Now, she was a religious person?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
so
sir.
because of her belief system, that the healing, the emotional healing was really quick, as she was embraced by loved ones, and she says, embraced by the Lord, okay? Embraced by the
mm-hmm.
Lord. That's how she puts it, and that's not my words. So it happened quickly, and I don't know if there's any messages for you, because it really is about, okay, this is my status, I'm embraced by family members. I like that she used the words embraced a lot. Anything for you? I'm hearing something about taking your time. You need to take your time in something that's going on in your life. Taking your time, not rushing into something. And I'm not sure what this is, and I'll give it to you if it makes sense. Cool. If it
mm-hmm.
doesn't make sense, you might want to think about it later, and maybe it'll make sense later in the future. But it's taking your time, and I see a bunch of papers. So it could be in a contract, an agreement, or something you decide to do. But there's papers and documents involved with it, so take your time. And I'm not sure what that means for you, but you might want to think about it, okay? It might
I
be coming up for you.
I have been taking my time with that, yeah.
Okay, just take,
that makes
just take
a
your
lot
time.
Of
it's
sense
gonna,
right there.
It's going to work out. It will work out for you, okay?
Okay.
Very good.
All right,
you
thank
take
you
care.
So much. You too.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. Sometimes okay, moving right along. I'm like spacing out a little bit. I kind of come out of that one a bit. Okay, so 484 and Anonymous, and then we'll move on and let my spirit guides talk to you a little bit. And we'll get into, so nobody wants to talk about past lives. I love to talk about past lives. This is my favorite subject. I did a lot of past life regressions. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist. I think it says that in the episode information that I studied that and did a lot of past life regressions and between life regressions, which are really a lot of fun. Takes a long time to do it between life. They're about a 2 to 4 hour session, but you get to experience going home and what it's like and all that sort of thing. And it's really an amazing, because I've read books on it and I follow a process that was written by a professor or a psychologist who wrote on this, Dr. Newton. So, okay. So 484 and then Anonymous. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
And whom am I speaking to?
Tonette.
Tonette. So what's going on with Tonette today?
Well, I would like to know, I have a question regarding my personal life. Is that okay to ask?
Well, does it relate to either an ancestor or a past life?
No.
Well, that's the theme for today's show, is we're either going to, so if you have a question, I can see if one of your ancestors have an answer for you. That's the only way. That's as close as I can get to try to figure out what you're looking for. Okay?
Oh, okay.
It won't be a
sure.
spirit, it won't be a spirit guide, but it will be one of your ancestors, a male energy, father side of the family, because what I hear, male energy, father side of the family. And I don't give names, and I explain why I don't give names. Okay, so what's going on? What's your question?
I would like to know when I will hear from Desiree.
Okay, I'm not going to give you what I hear exactly for you is near future. Near future is within a month or two, and it's within. It feels like August. August keeps coming up, so that's this month. August.
Right.
August 20, mm-hmm. August 2017. That's about as narrow a window I'm going to be able to give you. That's what I hear. August this month. What do you got? What's today? 14th? Yeah, you got 17 days. Within the next 17 days. And on the weekend.
Yes. Okay, so around
that's
the 27th.
I don't know. I'm not. It's a weekend and it's this month. Okay? That's what I hear.
Well, thank you. That's beautiful.
You're welcome. Okay, take care.
Thank you. Yeah, bye-bye.
I don't know who that was that came through for her. Must be related. Maybe it was related to Desiree. You know, not her. I don't know. It was a male. No, I was on her father's side of the family. Okay, so that we'll leave it at that, right? So, yeah, anybody want to talk about past lives? I mean, really, this is one of my favorite topics. Okay, so let me move on to the next one. And why would anybody really want to know about that? Why would you know? Because it affects your life now. Because it has a lot of influence on your life now. Call it karma. Call it projects that you need to complete. It also understands why you're doing certain things in your lifetime now. When you explore your past lives, you get a really good indicator of, oh, yeah, that's why I'm doing this. This is why. Because you as a soul, when you migrate from lifetime to lifetime, carry on a lot of the same, let's say, habits, as in work and career, because we all have with us, and we carry with us, certain roles or certain things that we do that carry from life. If you're a doctor in one lifetime, another lifetime you'll be in the medical community because you're a healer. So once you're a healer, most of the time you will be a healer, okay, in some facet of it. Doesn't always mean that you're always going to be a doctor. You could be a nurse. Could be a chiropractor, could be a shaman. It just, you're a healer. And that's naturally, normally what you do from lifetime to lifetime. Interestingly enough, so I'll take anonymous and we'll delve into that a little bit more. Hello.
Hi, George. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can I ask a past life question?
You can ask, yes.
Thank you. Do you see a significant past life I shared with the person who is going to be my life partner in this life?
Always. 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 People come into your life if you're close to somebody in a lifetime. You're always been close to them in some capacity, not always a lover, not always husband or wife, but you've had some kind of really intimate relationship. They could be like your professor in school that inspired you to be something, or they could be your brother or your sister, or they could be a very close cousin, or they could be your best friend growing up, and you know, you spent many years together. So yes, absolutely. And when you meet somebody like that, you just, it's kind of like, yeah, okay. It's like you've meeting somebody that you've known for a long time because you have. Okay, so that's as specific as I can get. I don't get what was the connection, but I get there will be a really significant connection. Okay?
Right. So you can't get no. The last
till
time.
I know that
okay.
Till I know that person's name, then no. Okay?
Okay, I see. Understood. Thank you.
Yeah, that's about as narrow as I want to give it at this point. Okay, I know you, and when you meet that person, then we can talk more about what your past life connection was. But it was significant.
Okay.
Just leave it at significant, and it was multiple lifetimes. Okay?
Okay. Then can I ask if there was a past life connection between me and my son?
Yeah, it's a role reversal. A role reversal means he was your father in a past life, many, many past lives ago. So yes, it was a role reversal. So if sometimes he feels kind of like controlling or like you're the kid, that's, as he gets older, you'll notice more and more of that, that there's that role reversal where he was your father in a past life. Yes. And it feels like it goes back about 300 years. Okay.
Wow, that's what somebody else told me as well.
Okay, you take care.
Thank you, George.
So that's very common, isn't it? That's very common in past lives that there are role reversals. And there was a great movie, Dead Again, I think is what it's called, and it was out in the 1990s or something like that. It was about a role reversal. Husband and wife, that they were role reversed in a current lifetime and in the lifetime before, they had different, you know, the husband was the wife and the wife was the husband and all that fun stuff. Okay, so what I wanted to get to is I wanted my spirit guides, because they didn't get a chance to talk to you on Friday, if I remember correctly. So I wanted to channel them, you know, as a group. Sarah is a group of teachers that comes through as one voice. And generally, there's one specific spirit teacher or master that wants to speak on any topic. But I don't know what they want to talk about, because this thing's been rattling around in my head, and I'm not sure what specific area they wanted to talk about. I don't know if it's what's going on in current events or past lives or what they talked to me about and happiness this morning. So I'll just let them, and I'll just get out of the way. So I'll be quiet, let them come through and see what they have to say about whatever they want to talk about. We did want to talk to you a little bit about current affairs, not just in your particular country, and the violence and anger that's taking place, but we wanted to talk about, as this relates to oneness of humanity, and as we've been kind of talking to George about, and we're going to have him write more about, is the focus of your evolution as life forms, as humans, and how you've adapted and changes over the thousands and thousands of years, and that you come from a common source. Now, you know, in the biblical teachings, you would call that Adam and Eve, that within them there was a genetic structure for all of humanity. It didn't exactly work quite that way, but you did have a common source, and we won't get into how that came about and the evolving into humans and life forms. You know, there's so many theories that you have on that subject. We just kind of laugh at you guys, because you come up with the strangest ideas, you know, like aliens from a certain star system came and impregnated the early humans and gave them. Okay, so. Now, we're not disagreeing with that to some degree. We're not saying that couldn't have happened or didn't happen, but we're saying that you have these interesting theories that you come up with because, well, Adam and Eve, and then you have the strict evolutionists that say that you gradually evolved over millions of years from one small life form, and there was no involving from spirit or God or the universe or source or whatever you wanted to call it, and people will deny and say that, no. No, it's all an accident. Well, it's not an accident, but there was an evolutionary process, and that you did come into, let's say there was a specific area or a specific region where you came from as Homo sapiens, as humans, okay, as you know yourselves to be, and you're familiar with Neanderthals and other life forms, humanoid-type life forms that evolved around the same time, and some survived and some didn't survive, and you came from one particular group or race of people, or humans, pre-humans, but humans, okay? So we won't get into the details, because you have your books, you know where that came from, but when we're talking about this one source, or this one group, or this small area of the world, where you evolved from, that all of your DNA is centered there, and your DNA, your ability to adapt your environments was amazing, because that's what was given to you, that ability to adapt, that ability to adjust to whatever climate and whatever environment that you were put in. So you had that adaptation ability that those, you know, you think about the strongest and the fittest, but those who have the greatest ability to adapt through the generations into particular areas survived. And as we talked to George about, and your biologist will tell you this, that people with fair skin, the only reason you have fair skin is because you were able to adapt to colder climates and receive more vitamin D. So having fair skin or being light-skinned or light-haired is an adaptation for vitamin D, and that's all. Nothing more, nothing great, nothing spectacular about it, nothing superior about it. You just adapted so you could absorb more vitamin D in a colder climate where there was less sunshine. And so that's where you ended up, and you adapted and you survived. And those who were able to do that, and their bodies and the DNA was able to adjust to that climate and pass on that gene mutation, if you want to use that word. A mutation. Interesting, huh? Interesting thought for us to say mutation, but we want to downplay the significance of any particular subspecies of human, if you want to use the word subspecies. Okay? So you came from a singular group source of people, and so you all adapted to your different environments and you moved. So there's a specific oneness about all of you. You're all so close. You're all from the same DNA, all from the same strain of humans. So why do you make it so difficult on yourselves? Why do you make it so hard on yourselves? We won't get into all that because we just wanted to go tell you from our perspective, we find it rather strange that you divide yourselves up so much. We know why, and we could give you all the reasons why you do it and all the jealousies and all the belief systems that you have adopted over thousands of years and the pettiness that you, because you see somebody slightly different than yourselves. But from our perspective, it is silliness. If you'd work together, if you'd accept each other and recognize that 99.999% of you are all the same, your planet would be a lot different. You would stop calling yourselves by your nationalities and your races and your religions, and you'd start calling yourselves humans. Brothers and sisters, you're all the same, basically. So that's just what we wanted to emphasize. Now, I know that's going to go over your heads and you're going to go, yeah, right, okay, we've heard this before. But we promise you this from our perspective and from the spirit perspective, that you'll get it, that you will get it. I'm not saying tomorrow, we're not saying next week, we're not saying in a year, not saying in 2 years from now, but you will get it. Your survival as humans depends on you getting it and understanding that you're one, that you're not all that different. That's that 100th and 1,000th of a percent difference that's driving you so far apart. But you'll get it and you'll pull together. We promise you that, because from our perspective, from the spirit perspective, every time you decide to come back into the planet and reincarnate into the planet, you're sent with that mission to unite, to be one. Everyone new coming into your planet, everyone that's incarnating now into your planet is being sent with that mission to create oneness, to be one, to recognize. And you can see it. You can start to see it in your younger people. And you'll see more and more of it in your younger people, that there's oneness. Now you know, of course there are those younger ones that are so belligerent and so caught up in the old belief systems. But the majority of the new ones coming into your planet, and it's going to escalate and increase faster and faster, that they're going to accept that oneness. They're not going to see the physical differences or the cultural differences. They're going to see each other as humans. Now that's going to drive some of the older people a little batty, a little crazy, because they want to keep the divisions and they want to keep the separations and they want to stick to their particular tribe. But we're promising you this, as the generations go on, you're going to become one. Not that you're all going to look exactly like and you're going to become one race, but you're going to be one in accepting each other. That's our promise from Spirit, that we're sending you in with that mission. That's part of your new coding. Going in is to accept the oneness, and everyone that's coming back in now is getting more now. Now, that may not stick, and belief systems may get generated in an early age, but that mission is put into everyone that's coming into your planet now. Every new baby being born is being sent with that mission to create oneness. Believe it. Accept it. Encourage it in the little ones. Bring that out of them. Encourage them to accept the oneness because it's in them. And the young will teach the old. The young will teach the old that there's a oneness. You're a one race. You're human. And that's what we're emphasizing. And that's when they're being sent in. That's our message about the oneness. And get it. Understand it. Accept it. You're human first. Above everything else, you're human. And you have to work together as humans. Not by nationality, not by religion, not by ethnicities, but you're human. And you need to work together as humans. So thank you for listening. Bye. Ooh, that was pretty strong stuff, huh? That was pretty interesting. I have never heard that before. Never in my experience in doing this spiritual stuff have I heard them say that everybody that's coming into your planet now, every child that's being born, and I'm going to remember this, is being pre-programmed, or they say, however they said it, pre-programmed, given that program, like in a computer, to understand oneness. That's amazing. It's cool, right? What do you think? I think that's pretty special. So, okay, we're gonna move more calls. And we're doing about past lives today, and we're doing things about what talking to dead people, and we'll get more into that. I have a caller out there, and I'll be with you in a minute. I'm just kind of coming back out of my channeling because they took me pretty deep today. I kind of heard what was going on, but I was kind of blocked from really kind of keeping me from kind of interfering. So I'll take a call. Let me just come back out of this a little bit more, okay? Okay, where are we here? Okay, let me take a call. Okay, 541. So you know the theme today, and we're having fun with. Oh, we only got a few minutes left. Spirit took on quite a bit of time there, didn't they? So let me take this. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So I actually just tuned in, kind of in the middle of your channeling, so. And this is the first time I've listened to your show, so I'm not exactly sure. I was just looking, you know, on what it said online. So it sounds like you've just come out of a channeling, and I'm not sure if I can ask a personal question and get a message, or if that's
well,
not.
I'll see if I'll see if I can get a message. Now it's about ancestors, you know, dead people, and also past lives today. So. If you have a question, I can see if one of your ancestors has an answer for you.
Okay. All right. Well, I
don't know. They may or may not. You know, it's like, okay, I don't always know.
Well, for sure. Well, I was,
do you have a first name?
Anna.
Anna. Okay. So what's going on, Anna? What's the question? Let's see if we get anything related to it.
Yeah.
There's a female energy around you, and it feels like a grandmother on your mother's side. Okay, that's the kind of the energy I'm getting. Grandmother side, female energy. Okay? Mother side, grandmother energy. Okay.
And I've been thinking about her lately. I've been feeling her. So, you know, even just yesterday, she was kind of around me. So
well, she's still around you. She hasn't given up on you yet. She's not going to give up. She thinks you're okay. You're salvageable. So what's your question?
Okay. Well, I have a strange scenario with a housemate, and it seems to be getting worse and worse. And I, you know, when I just saw the show, I thought, well, maybe there's a past life connection with this person. I'm wanting her to move out, and I need to find somebody else to move in.
Well, as I told gentlemen earlier, there always if somebody's significant or important in your life at some level, they've always had a past life with you. And what's the person's first name? That's all I need to know. First name of that individual. Just
Dominique.
Dominique. So what's the karma? I guess the word karma comes in here really strong. The karma between you and Dominique, mm-hmm. or the lesson. It's a lesson for you from her. Okay? She came into your life to teach you a lesson, right?
Okay.
And the lesson I get, well, this is really interesting stuff, and I have to give it to you. It's like, and it's a theme that I talk about a lot. It's making sure that whoever comes into your life and that you allow in your environment that you really have a good vibrational connection with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that if you don't connect well with somebody, that you really need to make sure that person doesn't stay in your life, because all that can do is cause you to drive your own energy field, your vibration, or whatever you want to call it, into a very low level.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So the answer is you need to move this person out of your life, because they're here to teach you about that you only want to bring into your people that you vibrate with, you have that connection with, that energy connection with. If you don't have it, don't stay there. Don't allow yourself to be nice in the full sense mm-hmm. of the word nice. You need to at some point say, you know, this is not serving me and I can't stay here. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're at that place of agreement that, you know, but I need to find somebody else to move in to give her her money back.
Turn it over.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it over. They will bring you somebody soon. Okay? The universe.
Okay.
Your grandmother will plop somebody out in front of you.
I want it to be the right person, though, not just another body, for sure.
Right, you got to listen to your heart, listen to your soul, you know, and get that energy thing going, and say, okay, this feels good, this feels right, and then I mm-hmm. hear also do a background check,
mm-hmm.
okay,
you know,
as
it's
best
like
you can.
I've always tried to do that, but the issues come up after. They're here and you don't expect it.
That's kind of human.
You know,
isn't
you don't.
It? That's kind of human.
Mhm. You know, because I've tried really hard. Even this particular person seemed like, you know, we were on the same wavelength, and you know, but she's just, for me, she's personally a bit pushy in my space.
Well,
there's
the wave. There's that vibrational mismatch right there.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, you know, she's done.
But I'm sensing the next time around will be much more comfortable for you. Okay, I'll leave it at that. It'll be more comfortable for you, more peaceful. You're due a more peaceful relationship. So I'm gonna let you go. Have a beautiful day.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, I lost the little thing to turn people off, to let people go. That's so weird. I don't know what happened to my little thing. It just kind of got messed up. Oh, no. What happened? Oh, let me try this. I can't hang up on you. If you can hang up, please, and I will move right along.
Well, I'm listening
go ahead
to the
hang
phone.
Up.
If I hang up,
I
can't hear you. Yeah, that's all right. I just won't talk.
I can't put you on hold for some odd reason. I don't know why. This is so weird. Yeah, so we're going to have to – let me try this again. Oh, there we go. Now I can put you on hold. Something really went wacky on this thing. Okay. That was weird. That's never happened before. The little box that puts people on hold just kind of disappeared on me. Okay, so it's back. It's back. They're back. Yeah, I think that's from a movie. They're back. Okay, so do I have any time left? I got 5 minutes. And I was going to – maybe we'll do more of these tomorrow. No, I won't be here tomorrow. Be on Wednesday. So I'll try to remember to do this on Wednesday, because I always – spirit kind of drives me in a different direction. And I have this really great 10 outstanding cases of defailed, verified past life memories. So we'll do that on Wednesday. We'll do more of these. So Wednesday's show, if you listen to this show, if you listen to the archives, I want to hear your past life experiences. or near-death experiences that you may have on Wednesday's show. And we'll kind of repeat this theme for at least a couple days. Then we'll move on to something new and different. But let me tell you mine, since I got only a couple minutes left. And so I got kind of like this whole thing about the 1930s, Art Deco. I love Art Deco, and I could never understand Art Deco. And in my past life, I died in 1905, and I verified who the person was because somebody regressed me, and I knew all about it. And I won't get into that life. So I thought, well, what happened? How do I, you know, wait a minute now. If I died then, how could I be, you know, there's a gap between 1905 and when I was born in this lifetime. So what happened? There must have been something. So I got this message that I came back rather quickly within a few years. I keep hearing around 1912, 19 something. And I was in New England, Boston area. And I was a very young man around 1930, and I was a gangster, a young gangster, okay? Gangster, like, you know, like bootlegger type gangster, 18, 19 years old, you know, just, and I, as a very young age, got involved in the nightclub, decorated the nightclub, and was part owner in the nightclub in my 20s, and it was Art Deco, and I was like, kind of a dapper kind of guy that played around with women and, you know, sold illegal booze. And but then I died in about 1940, and I was shot to death. Oh, a violent, another weird death and violence. And I always figured out, why do I like warriors? And this guy was a warrior too. I've had these past lives as warriors, and this, he was a warrior in a different sense of a warrior because he had a gun and he, you know, took care of himself, and he was a gangster. He was from Boston, spent time in New York, ran a nightclub, sold booze, illegal alcohol, but loved, you know, the fashion and the Art Deco, and, you know, he just kind of dapper and was all into that stuff, and that was in the late, you know, starting at a very young age, you know, starting in 1930 and 18 years old and getting involved and being... So died at about 28, 29. I think it was 1940, 41 he died. That person, I have to look him up, do some research on that one sometime. But so that's my past life. And that was fascinating how I could tie in my fascination with the 30s and the dress and the styles and the 40s and the Art Deco and all that stuff and the Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers and all those people that I have this real fascination about and the stuff from that time period and more of the ritzy, not so much the, you know, people that the depression, not the depression people so much, but the people who lived the high life in that time period was all related to that lifetime where I wasn't a really nice, very nice person. But it's a lesson, right? So I'm a nice person now. I'm a nice person now. I don't carry a gun. Stop drinking alcohol. Interesting, isn't it? Fascinating, isn't it? So that lifetime to lifetime, we change a lot. We grow a lot. We learn from our past life. But we carry those little remembrances from a past life. And I did. The lifetime before that, it was in the Old West, and I carried certain remembrances from that past life to this past life to now from in just a memory that I have of being shot because I was a sheriff in that past life or a marshal. Okay, so we'll talk more about this. I want to hear your stories, if you have any stories about past lives or if you want to delve into your past lives and how they affect you now and what effect that they have on you now. And as person asked earlier, maybe somebody in your life, what is their relationship with you and what was their relationship in a past life? And to do that, what I need from you is the year you were born and the year they were born. And so that I can kind of go backwards and see where you connected in a past life. Well, it's been fun. And the channeling was fun today. And Spirit was really very adamant about our oneness and what's coming into our planet now is young people that have been programmed to the oneness of all of humanity. So I love you guys. I will be back on Wednesday. We'll do something very similar. So have a beautiful day. Thank you. Bye.